Every year, some 5,000 of the over 5 million women in the Czech Republic are diagnosed with breast cancer. For at least 30% of them, the diagnosis comes too late. The second most common form of cancer in women is cervical cancer, with over 1,000 new cases reported annually. The Czech League Against Cancer has made this week Week Against Cancer. It's aiming to inform women of the importance of both prevention and early detection. Dita Asiedu spoke to the league's chairman, Zdeněk Dienstbier, about the situation in the Czech Republic and how a new form of treatment is expected to significantly reduce the number of cervical cancer cases.
Our feeling is that the information about the cancer prevention in our country is not enough. It's possible to say that about 60% of the risk factors are smoking, not healthy starvation, and not enough movement, you see? And this is in the possibility of individual will.
A group of women who have breast cancer have been protesting that the level of treatment differs depending on where they go.
Of course, there are differences, and therefore the Czech Oncological Society would like to concentrate all these cancer cases in specific centers, because in centers you can give the best diagnostics and the best treatment, you see. And this is just now such a little discussion, because in our country changes the Minister of Health practically in months, and therefore the situation is not stable.
In the Czech Republic, cancer screening tests are free.
Mama screening is free. This is paid by the health insurance companies. But cervix screening is prepared, but not yet, it is not yet running. Our information is so that only about 30% of women follow the official mama cancer screening, you see. And there are differences between these areas. It means the highest number is in South Moravia region, and the lowest is, for example, in the region of Karlovy Vary. And these are, of course, problem of the doctors too. And they must more intensive inform the general public about these possibilities.
Now, you've also mentioned cervical cancer. That is the second type of cancer that's diagnosed the most here.
It is not enough self-care of the women. And the second is maybe the promiscuity, because the sexual promiscuity is quite high here in this country. And it is well known nowadays that exists a so-called human papilloma virus, and this virus is one of the risk factors. And the future is very optimistic, because I'm sure that next year we shall start vaccination against this virus in this country.
With this week against cancer, how many women do you think you actually reach?
Well, the program is more oriented for the middle age generation and older generation. Therefore, I think this is the most important to speak to these people, because first, they have to follow all the screening possibilities, and second, they can educate the children in the families. There are grandmothers, grandfathers, you know.
Dita Asiedu was speaking to Zdeněk Dienstbier, chairman of the Czech League Against Cancer.